Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We stand on the precipice of our NFL picks for week number 6. That rhymed. But we also stand on the precipice of Tyler Morales' injury reports.
Oh, baby.
Last week on the show, you would have thought the Detroit Lions, everyone on the team, had never been healthier. Literally, the note in the chat said, Detroit Lions, colon, everyone healthy. Best shape of their
Wayne
lives.
Bill.
Except for the players on injured reserve, who had been placed on IR last week. Isn't that interesting? We will see if Tyler has learned his lesson, because a lot of money hangs in the balance. $20. It's now time for our bets for week 6 in the NFL. Jake, please lay down our Mario music. Jake, why did you bring it down? We do this every week. Dreaming of that Guinness. We begin our week 6 NFL betting sojourn across the pond in London with the Broncos and the Jets. Denver, in between, a 7 and 7.5 point favorite. The number at MGM, 7.5, juiced towards the Jets. The total, 43.5. Ben Powers, who is the Broncos' starting guard, as Tyler notes in the injury report, is out. As is, well, Jets' number 2 corner, Brandon Stevens, is questionable. Femi, how are you betting this game?
Mm-hmm. I like the Denver Broncos quite a bit. I laid 7 earlier this morning. There was 7 minus 110 out there here in Las Vegas. There's still some 7 minus 110 that's out there available. So shop around. BetMGM, I know, has 7 in the hook, but make sure you find that 7. I think Denver's the much better team, much better coaching staff. They outclass them. They get ahead. And once they get ahead, the Jets have no shot of scoring and throwing the ball against that secondary. Easy bet on the Broncos. Lay the 7. I don't think twice about this one.
Yeah, I bet some Broncos 7 on Sunday night. Femi, we talked about that in text message on Sunday night, and then we talked about it on the show on Monday and Tuesday. Honestly, we get to Sunday morning, and the spread 7.5. I'll consider Denver as a teaser leg. I do not like the yep. Jets in this spot with the way this defense has played thus far this season. Moving to the 1 o'clock slate, where we now have the Steelers, Femi, out to a full 6-point home favorite against the Browns. 3 straight road games for Cleveland, including an international game. Pittsburgh coming off the bye. Steelers laying 6. Total 38.5. Jalen Ramsey, questionable, but probably going to play a full practice today. Jalen Warren back for Pittsburgh. Stone Cold Calvin Austin out. Tyson Campbell will make his Browns debut after being traded from Jacksonville to Cleveland earlier this week at corner. Good job by Tyler with that notation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we see him. There's no way that I was going to go to war for my guy Dylan Gabriel and not bet the Cleveland Browns +6 in this game. I like Cleveland to hang within this number. I think the big story with this game is the scheduling spot, and everyone's talked about it all week long. And usually with these instances, I think sometimes we get to a point to where we overrate this whole thing. I'm of the belief that the Steelers are fraudulent, and I think we're going to see that now post bye week. They're healthy, great. Let's see them put it together. But I don't think the Steelers are what people think they are. I think the Browns keep this close. Best unit on the field, Brownies defense. I like the +6.
Yeah, I was considering taking the points with the Browns. I think this will be a pass for me. If I had to bet, I mean, the time to bet the Steelers was a couple days ago. No interest in the game now. I will have a couple props that I have my eye on coming up on Sunday. Colts and the Cardinals in Indianapolis. Indy in between a 7 and a 7.5 point home favorite. Total of the game is now 47. The big news here, we don't know if Kyler Murray's playing in the game. He did practice in a limited fashion today with his foot injury. That was Kyler's first practice of the week. Jacoby Brissett would start if Kyler Murray is unable to go. Tyler, where are the Colts notes? Two teams play in the game.
It's there.
Tyler's. Is it there? Does anyone see it? Am I missing it?
I don't see the Colts one.
The odds board.
We clean bill of health on Indy.
Alec Pierce full practice. It is in the chat.
Okay.
It is not there.
It's not. So Kenny Moore is out. Alec Pierce going to play. What do we got?
I like the Arizona Cardinals. And I don't even know if Kyler's going to play in this game. Like, whatever, if he plays, great. I'd love for Kyler Murray to play, but clearly he's going to be banged up to some degree if he tries to give it a go. Jacoby Brissett started enough games that where he can at least be somewhat competent out there behind center. The Colts, I think, are just being a little bit too overvalued. I took 7.5 earlier today. There's no more 7.5s. At 7, small bet on the Cardinals. But I think if Kyler gets ruled out, those 7.5s are going to come back. And at that point, I think there's a chance to go ahead and get in. So I like the Cardinals to hang with in this number. Just call it a hunch. I think this game is closer than people think.
I want to bet Arizona, mostly because all their games are really close. Let's see what happens this weekend. Like, if we feel like Kyler's going to play, Brissett's going to play, I would like to bet Arizona. Have not made the bet just yet. We move on to the Chargers and the Dolphins on Sunday in Miami. The Chargers in between 4 and 4.5 point road favorites. The 4.5 juice towards the Dolphins. The total is 43.5. Now, Marian Hampton on IR. Odafe Oweh expected to make his Chargers debut rushing the passer. The Chargers going to be without three of their offensive linemen, big offensive linemen. We know Slater's done for the year. Joe Alt is out, and Trey Pipkins is out. This is going to be rough for the Chargers as far as the offensive line is concerned. Mekhi Becton will play. Quentin Johnston questionable. Wow, this is good stuff from Tyler. Got a lot of info here. How are you betting the Chargers and Dolphins?
I'll be the fool. I'm going to lay the 4 with the Chargers. I know everybody likes Miami. The betting market likes Miami this week. The O-line injuries have been well documented with this game, but also this isn't like the Commanders game where they lost Pipkins during the game and they're scrambling. They know that these guys are hurt. They've had all week to game plan for this one. I think the Chargers find a way to go in there and get it done, because what we're not talking about is this Tua Miami offense going up against Jesse Minter and the Chargers. I think that's also a big story with this game. So I'm laying the 4 with the Chargers. I think they get it done. They win this by a touchdown.
Chargers likely a bet for me as well. Have not placed the bet yet. Would like to see where the market goes. Femi, I think that we may see Miami interest on Sunday with the state of the Chargers offensive line.
So I
want to see where this goes to see if I can get a better number with the Chargers, but you and I would be on the same side of this game. Patriots and the Saints on Sunday in New Orleans. New England, a 3.5 point road favorite. The total in the game is 46. Christian Gonzalez is questionable, which is rough, obviously, for New England. Milton Williams is out. That stinks. And remember, Antonio Gibson done for the season. So we'll see more Travion Henderson for the Patriots. Alvin Kamara questionable, and if he doesn't go, it'll be the Kendre Miller show at running back for the Saints.
Yeah, I don't really love this game. I mean, at 3.5, I think I'm just passing with all those injuries, too, with New England. Christian Gonzalez being the biggest one. If it ever got to 3, I would have to bet the Patriots. I know a lot of people like New Orleans with New England coming off of the big win this past Sunday night. Feels like that's a great spot to fade a team now that they're having the big expectations. I think the Saints are pretty bad. And I think what we saw this past Sunday was they just turned the ball, turned over the Giants 5 times, and that's how they won the game. So it's never Saints for me, only New England, but only at 3 minus 110.
Yeah. Patriots. Going to be a money line parlay piece for me this weekend. I'll talk about on Sunday who I want to pair them with. I got asked on New England radio this morning, is this a trap game for the Patriots? And I said, we'll find out on Sunday. I don't know if the Patriots will cover the spread. I do think New England will win the game. I think the Saints were lucky to beat the Giants last week, and I'm not just saying that as a salty Giants fan. So give me the Patriots as a money line parlay piece this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving on. Femi's Cowboys at Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. The under is actually getting bet here. Maybe some of the Dallas injuries have something to do with that, but we've seen Cowboys games fly over the total. Dallas, a 3-point road favorite, total 49.5. Jalen Coker going to be a game time decision for Carolina. Like, he actually matters in this Panthers receiving core to make his season debut. Chuba Hubbard is out, which means it'll be the Rico Dowdle show. Revenge game against his former team. Hit him with the Rico for Dallas. Miles Sanders is done for the year. I think we'll see Phil Maffa, my guy, promoted from the practice squad at some point. Jaden Blue and Javonte Williams, the lead two backs. Tyler Booker out. CeeDee Lamb out. Linebacker Jack Sanborn out. Slot receiver and kick returner Kevontae Turpin out. Daron Bland questionable. Trevon Diggs questionable. Tyler Smith questionable. And a partridge in a pear tree. Femi, Cowboys and the Panthers, what are you thinking?
Yeah, a lot of injuries on the Cowboys side, similar to last week. Not as many. Tyler Guyton should be good to go at left tackle. He cleared the concussion protocol. I think what's being under-discussed with this game is the injuries on the Panthers' offensive line. Like, they're obviously down their starting center. He's been out for a couple of weeks. Chandler Zavala at guard, Robert Hunt at guard, and Taylor Moten at guard, at right tackle. He's not going to be playing in this game. Dak Prescott can overcome a bad offensive line. Bryce Young cannot. I think this is too much for Carolina. I laid 3 with Dallas at -110. I would still like, there's a bunch of threes that are out there. I think it's a really good bet. It's starting to become one of my more favorite bets of the week. I like the Dallas Cowboys quite a bit, and it's not just because I'm a fan. I'll gladly bet against them as well, but in this spot, I think they roll against the Panthers.
Yeah, I can't believe we're seeing movement on the under here. This will likely be an over bet for me. I know the Panthers were a popular bet at +3.5 earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. Now at 3, lean towards the Cowboys, maybe pull the trigger on Sunday, but the over will be in my account at some point in between now and kickoff. Seahawks and the Jaguars, Femi, Sunday in Jacksonville. Pick the winner of the game at BetMGM. This one's fascinating. Total is 47.5. Devin Witherspoon, Julian Love, Tariq Woolen, all doubtful for the Seahawks in that secondary. Ooh. Brenton Strange will miss at least 5 games for Jacksonville. They're starting tight end. They have some jabronis behind him. And Jaguars starting center Robert Hainsey is doubtful for this game. Bad news going up against that ferocious Jaguars defensive front with Josh Hines at, well, excuse me, Seahawks defensive front with Leonard Williams, Boye Mafe, and company.
Mm-hmm. The Seattle secondary, these injuries are, it's concerning. I was going into the week thinking I was going to bet the Seahawks. At this point now, I'm passing the game. I think this is one of those, like, this could go either way. The over probably looks really good as that's been kind of getting bet up quite a bit here as we're sitting here from 43.5 now all the way up to 47.5. I'm not going to have a bet on this game. Maybe the live betting opportunity presents itself during the early window, but for me, I'm staying away. The Seahawks injury spooked me too much. I'm good. I don't need to bet this one.
You know that I loved the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into the season. Loved the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mr. Duval.
Let me ask everybody a question. Last week, how did the Bucs offense do against Seattle with all the defensive injuries in the secondary for Seattle? pretty good. Do you know who basically designed this Bucks offense that Josh Grizzard is running? Josh Grizzard, whatever. Current head coach of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval. Give me the Jaguars to win on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to take a while to get through this next one. And that is the Rams and the Ravens on Sunday in Baltimore. Femi, the Rams, the number is still 7.5 at BetMGM, but looks like we're going to drop to 7. The total is 44.5. Now, Rob Havenstein's doubtful for the Rams, their right tackle. He missed their last game for Baltimore. Cooper Rush will start. We had thought maybe Tyler Huntley might get the nod. Cooper Rush will start at quarterback with Lamar Jackson out. Zay Flowers is questionable. Jadobe Awuzie is out. Roquan Smith is out. But Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, and Ronnie Stanley will all play for Baltimore. What do you like with the Rams and the Ravens?
Also, Tyler Higbee back as well for the Rams. I know Tyler might have missed that one there in the chat. Their tight end. He's back and ready to roll. I'm just saying.
Femi sabotaging Tyler?
No sabotage. I'm just saying Higbee missed the last game starting tight end. Now he's off the injury report. Might want to go ahead and put that in the notes. But for me, this is the Baltimore Ravens plus 7.5. And I know I'm saying this is the guy who bet Baltimore last week on the money line at plus 120, and they got their doors blown off. I just think this number's a little bit too big. The Rams should definitely be favored to win the game. They probably are going to win the game. But with the defense back, and they've been bad with Hamilton and Humphrey, but at some point, they got to have some damn pride. And this is a have some damn pride bet for me. I like the Ravens to at least cover the number. If they can just play from in front, that would be great. But I think they cover this number. The Rams win the game, but maybe they win it by like 4 or 6.
How do you feel about the Rams as either a teaser leg if the number stays in the 7.5 range? I know you like Baltimore, plus the points. But Rams as a teaser leg, or even like the Rams as a money line parlay piece?
I think money line parlay more for me than teaser. I don't want to have to weird stuff happens with the 1.5 and all of a sudden they win, or I guess they can tease down to 1.
And the weather, and Pizzola talked about this on the show yesterday. Yeah. There is rain expected in the forecast on Sunday, which could like make things a little muddy.
Perhaps.
A little dual meaning there. How does
can Cooper Rush handle the rain?
Probably not. How does a Rams, Patriots, Steelers moneyline parlay sound to you? Plus 160 at BetMGM.
Take out the Steelers, put the Broncos in. That'd be it.
Okay, so if we do that, then it is plus 140. Broncos, Patriots, Rams.
I don't hate it.
Now,
I think that can get you home.
If you added the Steelers, and it's four teams, plus 225. Rams, Patriots, Broncos, Steelers, all to win.
If you add the Chargers.
I don't want to put the Chargers in. I mean, I think they're going to win. That offensive line with Pipkins out, too. It's a disaster. Yeah. The Chargers at offensive tackle.
They're
ever a game
it.
For the Dolphins pass rush to get going. On the other side, Brad Evans will join us. His favorite prop bets for Sunday. We'll hit the rest of the NFL slate, and we will determine who has won Nick Costos' money.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.